to different types of factors that can cause population changes. The first one is biotic and second one is abiotic. First, the professor gives a biotic example. In an area where mice live, there are also owls. The number of mice actually depends on the number of owls because more owls will get mice eaten. And one year when there's more mice, more owls, the number of mice will definitely drop and there will be fewer mice. And the second example is abiotic. If an area is lived with rabbits, they start to having yawn at the end of the winter and until the following winter. If one year the winter is really short and the weather got warm earlier, so the rabbits can reproduce their yawn earlier, so they'll have one more cycle. So therefore, the number of the rabbits will definitely increase a lot.